For spring green farmer Jerry Sprecher, this season is a loss. Sprecher farms 500 acres, half of which were completely submerged in June, and months later, 40 acres still haven't totally dried out. Experts say that a wet August in 2007, coupled with a record winter snowpack, left the water table unusually high. So when 20 inches of rain fell in June, flooding was inevitable. That has Sprecher worried that the same scenario could easily happen again.
What we've heard about weather for the winter, they're talking another snow records possibly, and if we get any rains, it'll come right back if we don't get it somehow drained out of here.
Nervous residents of Spring Green, some of whom have lost their homes in entirety, recently voted to borrow money to fund an engineering study to look at potential ways to divert excess water. Town of Spring Green Chairman Benny Stenner says the most viable option being looked at is an expansive and invasive system of drainage ditches that would carry excess water straight to the neighboring Wisconsin River.
It'll be about the same scenario as building a new highway out through the countryside, if you will, in terms of impacting some of the farmland, and that's a big issue out here, and we have to cross under Highway 14 and a railroad track.
The engineering study won't be completed for a few months, but Stenner says that the drainage project could cost around $3 to $5 million. But if that saves Spring Green from another monumental flood, residents may decide the price tag is well worth it. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.